Welcome to the Radio 191 FM podcast.
I'm joined by Alex and Via of the Days. How are y'all?
Hey, we're doing real well.
Yeah, we're doing great.
Yeah? Yeah.
Could be better.
How's the temperature in here?
It's really toasty.
It's very toasty.
It's fantastic compared to the outside world.
Yeah, see, I came in and it was probably like -3 degrees outside, yeah. And I blasted that thing, and I have just now gotten to the point of being slightly sick because I've accidentally like put myself in the sauna of a room.
Yeah, the sauna treatment.
Yeah.
It was about -1 when I woke up this morning, so.
Yeah, classic.
I woke up about an hour ago, so.
Classic student.
Yeah.
Now, y'all are on the program to chat about your final gig. Is this your final?
We think so, yeah.
Wow.
So,
for all intents and purposes, yes.
Yeah,
we are calling it the final.
Alex and Ollie, they're in Auckland. Alex has come down a wee bit earlier. Ollie's coming down tomorrow. Sam is going to be coming in from Naseby, and then after the show, he will be flying to London.
Crazy.
Off to the big smoke.
Yeah. We think that's probably going to be it for at least a while.
Yeah, and it's the story of many student bands, right, is that you have like 3 or 4 amazing years and then people depart. But you guys have been around for a hot minute. I want to ask, how has the Dunedin student music scene changed in your eyes from when you first started to now?
Oh man, it's been wicked just to be part of it, but like I have certainly noticed there's massive trends in the sound every few years, because obviously people come in, it's a student city, they've got their 3-year degree, they'll come in, do their degree, play some music and leave again. And when we started, it was sort of getting to the end of like the surf rock, indie surf rock kind of sound. And then when we started playing, it was like indie rock and roll. And seems like there's a massive hardcore punk rock sort of movement at the moment.
Yeah, lots of anger going on students
everyone
at the moment.
People angry out there.
Yeah, no, for sure. But for your openers, you've kind of chosen two on the more poppier side of things,
yes. Yeah.
Cleo and Purple Dog. What's the backstory behind choosing them? Just mates or...?
Yeah, Purple Dog is definitely a bit of nostalgia.
Yeah.
We've played quite a few shows with them. Yeah, so we just wanted to kind of bring back some of the old crew, you know, that we used to play Pint Nights with and stuff, and, you know, keep that going. I think with Cleo's, we just love the sound, you know. We just thought they were a really nice complimentary gig, you know, band for our gig, you know, and they're just wonderful to listen to. So we're like, yeah, get them on.
100%. I think they're probably going to be a dominant force over the next few
years.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely. For sure. When was the last time you played Pint Night?
Oh, the last one of the year last year?
Yeah.
I think it was the last one.
November?
Yeah.
Maybe?
October,
something like that last year.
Yeah, that was crazy.
We had the place filled out until 1:30 in the morning.
Wow, that's a good last Pint Night.
Yeah, the security told us that, like, there was still like 30, 40 people waiting outside at midnight trying to get in the door.
Oh my God.
And, yeah.
But yeah, that was crazy. We had Pages Lane as well just before us, and all of those boys got on stage with us and were playing and crowd surfing, and yeah.
It felt like the send off, but we said, that's not going to happen. We need more. We decided 6 months later to
one
get back
last
in the
taste.
Ring and try it again.
That's a pretty memorable moment. Are there any other memorable moments that stand out across your playing in Ōtiputi?
When Sam fell off the stage that one time.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Sam Flanagan falling off the stage at U-Bar was pretty unreal.
I almost fell off the bar at the front of U-Bar once.
What were you doing?
I was just sitting on it, you know, playing some tunes.
Right.
In the heat of the moment, I almost fell off. Nobody caught me, so that was... had to grab the rail and pull myself back up.
Did Sam Flan get back up on stage?
Oh, immediately.
Yeah,
wow.
We all stopped and we were just amazed that he'd just fallen over, and he got back up and just screamed at us to keep playing.
He's got a dedication to his craft.
Absolutely. He does. It's incredible.
No man's more committed than that.
Over the years, like, especially last year, we played so many gigs back-to-back-to-back. There's a few times we'd play like 3 or 4 gigs in maybe 2 or 3 days. So I think, like, especially last year, we had Dig the Gig and a Pint Night on the same night, and so we played Dig the Gig, packed up all our stuff, and then sprinted across the road
to come into
U-Bar. Gigs like that are pretty awesome.
I'd say my favourite moment was Veer Jukes walking out in a Speedo, a Pages Lane branded Speedo. Onto the front lawn of 660. for a show. That was pretty awesome.
That was pretty wicked, yeah.
That might be the best time that Danny California's ever started playing.
I think so. Yeah, and think also so. To have it on video.
Yeah.
Was pretty awesome.
Fantastic.
Permanent record. Permanent
record, yeah. Digital footprint.
Digital footprint. Yeah.
A bit crazy.
And now y'all have been recording with Mr. Sam Charlesworth. Tell
Indeed.
Us a bit about that stuff, when it might be coming out, what people can expect.
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
wow.
It comes out tomorrow morning.
It comes out
tomorrow
morning.
Very short notice. We recorded with Sam in November. We've just sort of been sitting on it. Sam's been busy. We've been busy.
Mm.
Obviously, the boys have been moving up and down the country. Mm. I went back and did some more vocal dubs and re-recorded some stuff, and Sam got to mixing, and we've finally got it finished, which is unreal.
Got the Sam Charlesworth magic on it. Sounds wonderful.
Nice. And is there kind of a through line to these tracks, or are they just, you know, you wrote them across playing? And
there wasn't initially, until we wrote the last one, which was Glitter. And so, like, a lot of the songs that we, like, a lot of the covers that we play are about, like, wanting to be in love or that sort of thing, but a lot of the songs we write are about breaking up and probably the sadder side of it. But
shambles.
When we wrote Chaos. Glitter, it sort of tied the songs that we had already written together as with sort of this theme of, like, a whole relationship. Like, you meet somebody and have a bit of fun, and then it sort of just turns very sour very quickly.
Yeah.
But yeah, hopefully people can pick up on that when they're listening to it tomorrow morning.
Nice. Yeah. And so it releases what, midnight tonight?
I think so, yeah.
Wow. What are you most looking forward to people kind of hearing off of it?
I think just the range of sound on it. You know, we tried to do quite a variety of things, you know, like Glitter has a disco beat.
Yeah.
Type deal on it, you know, Pretty Girls Break Hearts, that's obviously a pretty classic rock and roll number.
Yeah.
Got a pretty harder rock one on there, and then Wasted's more of a sadder side.
Yeah.
More introspective, I guess. So I guess, yeah, we tried to do a lot of different things. I think we stuck the landing on most of it, I'd like to say. So just, yeah, pretty excited for people to hear, you know, the range, I guess.
I think also it's a bit of an ode to the sort of bands that we started playing with a few years ago.
Yeah.
True.
It's probably going to sound a bit separated from a lot of the music that's coming out of Dunedin at the moment.
Like, yeah.
All the harder stuff.
Yeah, kind of almost a bit of a throwback, right?
Yeah.
I mean, these songs have been around for many years.
Some of them for 3 years now, yeah.
You never thought they'd see the light of day, but here we are. Finally.
Yeah, it must feel pretty good, right? Like, you might be splitting up and going your separate ways, but you finally have this thing that is released out in the world and a tangible thing where you can point back to that time.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I feel like sometimes, when I'm at work, sometimes I used to get, like a mild panic of, like, we need to get this out, you know? And then I'd, like, message chat, but, like, guys, we need to lock in, get it done, let's do it.
I think...
And finally it's there, and I think we want to try and get some physical copies made of it as well to try and memorialize it.
Maybe just for ourselves, that's how it works. Yeah.
Just for ourselves, at least, or if anybody wants it. Shameless promo there.
Sweet. And as far as the last gig goes, is there anything special that you've planned? Any tricks up your sleeve?
Well, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I think...
Come along to Pearl Diver and find out.
We've sort of arranged it so that Cleos and Purple Dog are going to run a little bit earlier in the night, maybe some slightly shorter sets, and we'll just take our time and just play through as much as we can, like every original that we can remember how to play and the covers that we think are the best. I think we've got one surprise at the end, but obviously it's a surprise, so we won't say anything too much yet.
Beautiful. I like that, you know, making people get along, making people... They don't even need to buy their tickets because it's free entry as well. Now, I've got a little fun game planned for us here. I have a timer up for 10 seconds.
Okay.
And you have to name me as many Dunedin bands, not Dunedin sound bands. This is the asterisk here. They have to be relatively new or within the last 10 years. Dunedin bands.
Holy cow.
And whoever wins something.
Is it between the two of us?
Just the two of you. If I did it, it would be so cheating.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready? Go. Go. Oh, God. List.
Amanita Hot Sauce Club. Ivy, Beatniks.
Ivy, Beatniks.
Purple Dog.
Cleo's. Pages Lane.
Audiovisual Dropkick. Monkey Doo. Oh, my God. 10 seconds is not long enough.
No. And I actually have no idea who won, but I believe... You were just saying things that Via just said.
But I think I said Pages Lane and he didn't, so I think that potentially I got the edge. Is that cheating? Up to viewers to decide, but, you know.
That was great, though. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I hope that was a great little point of tension for you both here in this this interview.
How could you forget Pages Lane? They're the homies now.
That's terrible.
That's on record.
Yeah, that's on record. Yeah. Send it to Alfie right now.
Well, he's going
to
ask for his buddy smugglers back.
Beautiful. Well, thanks so much for joining me, guys.
No worries.
Super exciting. Everybody, the day is... It's an album, isn't it?
EP.
The EP comes out tomorrow, hitting your ears at midnight. So you could even stay up. You could make a little party of it be the first person in the world to hear the Days' EP tomorrow. And get along to the gig this Saturday at Pearl Diver. Support from Purple Dog and Cleo's. It is free entry, so you have absolutely no excuses, students. I'm sure it'll be a super fun one. Anything else to say before we end off, guys?
Just thank you for all the support over the years. Anyone that's listening, it's been a wicked ride. Cheers.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. Keep the music going.
Beautiful. Thank you. That was Alex and Via of The Days on the program, talking about their final gig and their new EP, which releases tomorrow. Here is their single, Pretty Girls Breaks Heart, on the program. It is 10:41 a.m. Stick around for the last 20 minutes of the program this morning. You can expect a little bit of Kai time and one more talky segment. Thank you very much. Mā te wā. This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.